Chapter 30, San Angelo. Pearl wanted to share her life in Texas with Madeline. For the next several days, the ladies from New York experienced people and places of interest in West Texas. It was a new adventure for the ladies, and they found the authenticity of the Wild West fascinating.
I want to ride in a stagecoach!
There's one that goes to Cristobal. I'll take you to the depot. By the way, I heard a story about a man named Charlie who used to drive the stagecoach to Sonora. They say he was a whiskey-drinking, backer-spitting, wild-whooping son of a gun. When he died, it shocked a lot of folks. Turns out Charlie's name should have been Charlotte on account he was a she.
Holy camoly!
Rosie rode the stagecoach to Cristobal while the others drove. After the ladies enjoyed soaking in the mineral baths, Pearl arranged for them to relish in the quiet, beautiful surroundings of nature and swimming in the natural springs at the Five Star Ranch.
I now see why Texans call this God's country.
Following several days at the ranch, the women rode the train from Menard back to San Angelo.
I would like to see Fort Concho.
When the ladies arrived at the fort, Elizabeth immediately focused on a house made of stone at the end of the courtyard and walked with purpose to what is known as Fort Concho's Officer Quarters No. 1. For a moment, Elizabeth stared into the window of the house.
There is a young girl here. Oh, my word. I feel dizzy.
Are you all right, dear?
I'm burning with fever.
Madeline, Elizabeth looks like she's going to faint.
I have the chills. Look, my teeth are shattering.
Madeline could see her sister's forehead was beaded with perspiration. She took Elizabeth's arm and helped her to sit on a bench on the porch. Madeline pulled out a handkerchief for Elizabeth to wipe her forehead. Then, as quickly as the fever had come, it disappeared.
I believe she died here. Her name is Edith. Edie. She likes to be called Edie. Delightful child. She says her favorite color is yellow.
It was clear Elizabeth could see something in front of her that was invisible to everyone else. She smiled and clapped her hands.
She is showing me how much she loves to dance and sing. Such a sweet child. About 12 years old, I'd say.
General Benjamin Grierson had a daughter who died here shortly after her 12th birthday with, I believe it was typhoid fever. Her name was Edith. I have heard that others have seen her as well. Many have said the house is haunted.
Oh, yes, Edie is here. She especially loves when children come to the fort.
What is she telling you, Elizabeth?
She says everything is hunky-dory.
The women walked around the fort a while until Madeline suggested,
I know, let's go shopping.
I'll take you to Holland's. They have lovely concho pearls there. Sometimes the gentlemen like to buy the ladies gifts, and each of the girls from the parlor actually has a wish list there. Harvey is their best customer. That afternoon, each of the visiting women bought concho pearl earrings and ordered a pair of custom-made boots from Letty's. Later in the evening, for the first time, all the women at Miss Pearl's formed another circle by the river and danced barefooted on the cool, soft grass. It was a glorious night beneath the West Texas stars, which created a perfect ending to their memorable time together.
Green sleeves was all my joy. Green sleeves was my delight. Green sleeves was my heart of gold. And who but my Lady Green Sleeves?
The next afternoon, it was time to say goodbye.
Thank you so much for everything, Pearl. It was wonderful.
Do come see us. Keep a special eye on Heather. I feel she is going to need you, especially in the near future.
I love you, my friend. Do come to New York. We can have tea with Minna and Ada and talk about old times. I know they would love to see you.
Thank you, Madeline. I would love that. Pearl stayed on the platform until the train was out of sight. She knew the lady's visit had made a strong impact on all the girls. It was a wonderful time of bonding and sharing among women.
Come see us in